So when to address or undress, how you doing, a situation, and when to let it go and hope it's forgotten. Diving into the DMs here, at Ben and Kelly Show on social media, you can always do that. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
So this paints a picture. It says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show. We have kind of a funny story to share. I'm hoping you can help me out with. Came home the other day in dire need of a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep naked.
Sure.
Read somewhere that is good for your digestion to not have your guts compressed with undies when you sleep.
Good to know.
So, got ready for my nap. Kids at school, wife getting hair done or something. I realized I don't have my phone. Realized I left it in the car.
Okay.
Figured it wasn't worth getting dressed. Just run out to the garage and get the phone.
Okay, is this an attached garage? Do we know?
Yeah, I think it's an attached garage. Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming it is.
Okay.
I go down, open the car door, and as I'm searching around for where my phone is, I didn't realize I must have hit the opener because once I found my phone, got out of the car, I hear a scream and barking, and it's my 70-year-old neighbor.
Uh-oh.
She walks her dog by our house every day. She took off running down the street.
Oh, gosh.
I'm mortified, but kind of dying at the hilarity of it all. But now I don't know if I need to go explain what I was doing to her or just kind of let it go, hoping she doesn't think I'm a weird perv.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? My wife is no help. She thinks it's hysterical.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he got... Now, speaking from experience, I have been caught nude so many different times and in so many awkward situations. I just...
By anyone other than your family, though? I mean, you've terrorized your daughters.
Yes, I've been in hotel rooms and windows that look out onto other hotels that are really close in downtown, and
yes,
people look across
strangers.
And see that those are strangers. I
this
have
is the neighbor that
also
he knows.
Walked down my stairs with the front door being open, not knowing it was open, with someone coming up the walk delivering mail or package at the time, and that being caught in that instance too. So I always just pretend anytime this has ever happened to me that it just never happened.
Right. But again, all of your examples happened with absolute complete strangers you
true.
Would never see again.
True.
This is the neighbor that walks by their house every day.
I don't know. I mean, how comfortable are you in your own skin? Are you cool with just walking over and saying, you know, maybe baking some cookies and going, hey, wanted to bring you some cookies and just let you know I had just forgotten my phone outside, thought I was going to run out real quick. Sorry.
Yes, I feel like maybe that's what we do because she screamed and ran. So I feel like maybe something needs to be said. Like, let's bake some sorry you saw me naked cookies.
So
do we write that in icing?
Do they
like
need
maybe,
to?
Ooh, go to Homemade Ice Cream and Pie Kitchen and see if they can make up some sorry you saw me naked cookies. Do they do that?
Do they have? They have cutouts, right? Could we do cutouts
no,
in the form
no,
of?
No, we're not making that shape, sir. No.
I'm just saying it would.
No,
it would be fun.
No, I think we just nice round cookies.
Now, listen, Jenna does actually roll in with some solid advice saying your wife should apologize for you.
Yes.
Because your neighbor may think you're having an affair or something.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe.
So, yeah, if the wife is like, hey, sorry about my husband.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Maybe that's a little bit less awkward than you, a man, going over and... To your elderly neighbor and saying, hey, so yeah. I had my bits and pieces flying in the breeze yesterday.
So the wife takes the cookies and changes it. Sorry, you saw my husband naked cookies.
Yeah, I bet.
Maybe
I bet.
That's what we put.
But can I just go back to the point in his note where he didn't know his garage door was opening? Give me a break.
Right, yeah, that does make sound.
Yes, it makes sound. Noise. It makes noise.
Maybe he was just laser focused and gotta find my phone, and he just wasn't thinking.
Had his earbuds in, something. I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't aware of the surroundings. surroundings.
You know what? Bethany's rolling in with some good suggestions on text saying, hey, you can buy that shape cookie cutter at Spencer's Gifts.
No,
just
we're
saying.
Not giving her that shape of cookies. No.
Now, Bethany, we're assuming she doesn't already have it.
She doesn't. I don't think she does.
We think. All right. So
listen,
I like,
and we're pretty sure because she screamed and ran that she wasn't thinking, oh baby, yeah.
Oh baby, yeah. Right.
No, I get that. So I like the suggestion of having the wife bring over some baked goods.
We have the wife go next door and say, hey, so sorry. This is what was happening.
Or she could bring over an apple pie with the middle kind of.
And maybe we change the whole my husband sleeps naked thing to maybe he was just getting ready to get in the shower, something like that.
Sure.
Maybe that. I don't know if we need to share with the neighbor.
I don't even think you need to share all that. Just say, hey, sorry for what you saw.
Right. But I think if she feels like she needs to give an explanation as to why he was naked in the garage.
Now, if the neighbor retorts back and says,
oh, baby, yeah.
Then maybe you have to have another concern on your hands. So anyways, all right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Have the have your wife make the peace offering. And
sorry you saw my husband naked cookies.
Yes, in the form of a wiener. That would be great.
No, it's not that shape.
All right, that's eggplant. Sorry, eggplant. We'll do that. Or a banana. Either one. 970 JX. That's diving into the DMs.